I'm on my boat. It didn't sink over Christmas.
And now, a personal favourite of mine, stay right here for another instalment from Documentally.
It's been a fair few weeks. Well, okay. 7 weeks since I've been on the boat. That seems like forever compared to how much use and enjoyment I've had from this 55-foot narrowboat over the last year and a half. Is it 2 years now? And these are the sounds you might get on a boat moored in a marina. An aeroplane overhead. The wood inside the boat expanding because I put the radiators on. Sounds like a drone. I've just dropped a drone into here, but I'm just recording straight into a stereo mic, the Rode NT4 into my Zoom H5, should you be interested. Listen to that plane for a moment. There she goes. You can probably also hear the clatter of ropes against the hull and the creaks of ropes as they pull against the jetty outside. Not really much of a water sound because marinas and canals tend to be pretty still unless something's passing, and there's very few cruising this stretch of the canal. It's hard to cruise at this time of year. It's the main reason why I've not been anywhere. You can plan all you like, but you can only go so far. This is the time of stoppages. When locks and all of the infrastructure gets maintained or taken apart and put back together. So as much as I would very much like to move the boat and get to, let's just say between me and you, a cheaper marina, I can't do it till the end of March. So, what am I going to do? You could just put the boat on the back of a truck and drive it to where you want it to go for £1,000. But, that's £1,000 I could really be doing with spending at a marina. I have found somewhere. It is nowhere near as plush and swanky as this one. This one is very tidy, very well maintained. The office is, as you'd expect an office in a log cabin to look like. And of course the Crick boat show happens in this very marina. And you've got access to a couple of really interesting stretches of water. But you are paying £3,000 almost a year. Or more. I don't know. I daren't even look. Just to moor your boat here. Well, if it's a 55-foot boat. The one I've found is about £800. And somewhat grotty. I mean, the office looks like something off a TV program where they are, just about to condemn a building and they're asking somebody if they would care to move. And it's on a stretch of river instead of a canal. So there are some questions as to whether or not you would need a license at all, which is another £800,000.
So if I would want to save on that particular
£3,000, it's a no-brainer, isn't it? But I've got to wait till the end of March, and then it'll be all hands on deck. as I'm doing a lot of the school runs, okay, all of the school runs, unless I have a very important job on, which can't be fit between the time, I do find myself limited for time. You can't move a boat unless you've got a couple of days. To then move it a few miles, you need weeks clear to move it all the way. But I'm going to have to move it and leave it, move it and leave it, move it and leave it. So looking forward to that side of things. If you're listening to this via my newsletter, then thank you for subscribing and thank you for clicking on the link. If you're not a subscriber of the newsletter, I do highly recommend it. Get in there while it's free. You can go to documentally.com/newsletter and there'll be links off there. Or you can go to documentally.substack.com and that will take you to my newsletter. You can read some that are there and public, but they don't stay public for long. I tend to make them private after they've been sent, so that if you subscribe, you get both the bi-weekly free one and the bi-weekly paid for subscription, which is £5 a month. And Substack is enabling audio now. I mean, I've always embedded audio. It may be a link to a podcast feed or a link to some audio in a Dropbox, but it is going to be enable you to monetize your podcasts behind the kind of paywall of the paid emails. So that's another exciting development, and you can embed your audio into the newsletter, which when you click on it in the newsletter would take you to the newsletter page, and there'd be a nice audio player that would continue to play when your phone is in your pocket and whatever. So I've been doing audio for the paid for subscribers anyway, and this may make it easier, dropping a file and hosting it with Substack, another option outside of the audio boos of this world. Maybe I'll go crazy and try to, over the years, drop 2,000 of my previous podcasts into there as another place for it to be backed up and archived. Who knows how long Substack will be around with the other audio places being bought up, like Anchor and Gimlet. Yeah, Spotify, just hoovering them up. Let's see what happens in the future of podcasting. I'm more passionate about it now than probably for a long time. You wouldn't think it when me just recording actuality right now. It's not unusual for me just to talk like this for a long time and then that's it, no editing. Like you've probably heard, no editing here. But apps like Backpack Studio have enabled me to just drop an intro and an outro super easy, kind of in real time, and then job done. I can talk, record into the app, hit a pad, which is a virtual kind of button on the screen, to intro, to outro, to any segments, to any third party audio I want to bring in from other places. So that's nice and easy. And I aim to talk more about podcasting, more about audio production, and more about my endeavours in this field in the paid-for side of the newsletter. So it's worth subscribing. I think that if you're happy to pay 300-odd quid for, you know, a workshop ticket, then why not pay 50 bucks, 55 bucks a year or $5 a month and get those little nuggets in the newsletter. And if you email me and say there's any chance you could talk about this a little bit, then it may well be I do that for the next newsletter, so let me know. So anyway, as you may or may not know, I'm Documentally on Twitter, and I've already gave you the URL, but I'll do it again, documentally.com/newsletter for the newsletter, which is where I spend most of my time creating and sharing too. And yeah, see you in the feeds, as the geeks and nerds say. And if you are sharing audio, or you're a sound designer, or you're passionately involved in podcasting, or get in touch, connect. I'd love to hear and maybe share and amplify some of the stuff you're doing as well. All the best, and I'll speak to you later. Documentally.